Shagar, how are you?
Oh, I'm doing well, buddy. How was your Thanksgiving weekend?
Fantastic. Love it.
Get a little turkey bird in you, put a few LBs on like the rest of us?
I didn't weigh myself pre and post, but I worked out three times on the weekend, so I'm going to say I didn't gain any weight because I only had one turkey dinner.
Nice. Well, I had three turkey dinners and didn't work out at all.
Oh,
so
nice.
There you have it.
But I did have literally a quarter of a pumpkin pie by myself.
Nice.
So good. Oh, I love it. Love it. And actually, put a little sugar maple in the flavoring for the whipped cream. Oh.
That's the best. Actually, it is way better than using just icing sugar. You can use, use maple syrup.
So good.
Oh, yeah.
So good. Huh. Now, it's 5 o'clock and the owners still haven't officially sent out their roster final cuts, which, you know, I don't know if it's a major decision or not. The only one that would be a stunner right now is if they did the right thing and send Puljujärvi to the minors. But I don't think that's going to happen. Do you?
No, I don't think that'll happen. Why do you think that's the right thing?
Because he's not a difference maker at the NHL level right now. So why should he be in the lineup based on what he might do?
Well, but what's the harm in giving him a look? It's not going to be any worse than, I don't know, Slepyshev playing third line right side. Is he? What's the harm in keeping him around just to see how it goes?
Because the goal is to win games, and right now, the way Tyler Pitlick's playing, he would give you a better chance.
Well, Pitlick will be in the lineup.
Yeah, Pitlick, but he won't be on the third line.
Side.
Wouldn't he be better on your third line right wing?
No. I would be more curious to give Puljujärvi a look with Kajula and Maroon than I would think Pitlick will do anything there.
I'd
give Puljujärvi a better shot at getting something done there than Pitlick right now.
Based on what, though?
Based on his skill level.
But he didn't do anything in the preseason. That's my thought.
Yeah, but I think he's still getting up to speed. I think he's still kind of getting the engine going, and I think it'll be good for him to get a taste of what it's really going to be like so that he's got a reference point when he goes down, if he goes down. I don't know about just booting him down there without giving him a look. At the end of the day, they have to do what's best for his development. His development will be a project, and to me, I see no issue at all, given the fact that in the last couple of days, Chris Versteeg has fallen through their fingers, and they traded Nail Yakupov. That's two options on the right side that are now not there. And so what's the rush in giving Tyler Pitlick a third-line opportunity when the guy has yet to grab a fourth-line opportunity at the NHL level, and Puljujärvi's whole role would be to be a top eight or so forward, or he's not going to be here. So why not give him a chance to do that? Put Pitlick where he belongs and put Puljujärvi where he would belong.
It's interesting how you say, on one hand, Pitlick hasn't proven anything. Well, neither has Puljujärvi at the NHL level.
Right, but I think he's still kind of getting the engine going a little bit. And I think, I don't know, I mean, it would seem to me that giving him a taste of regular season action and what the speed is like and what it looks like and seeing what he's capable of. Sometimes players like this, young guys that are big, it takes them a little bit to get going and to understand the speed and sense of urgency they need to play the game at. And so giving him a taste of what that looks like at the NHL before firing him down to the American League, I don't think that's a bad thing. I think he needs to understand how quickly he needs to move out there. And now we can't lumber around. He's got to go, 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 go. And I don't see any issue with giving him some games here in the early season. You're not playing him. I mean, it's not like they're playing him in a top six role. I don't love the idea of him playing with a rookie, but we're not sure that that'll be the way it goes. I don't know. I'm okay with them starting him and giving him a look there. I think it's good for his development. And if he's in over his head in the first three or four games, it'll be obvious to him. It'll be obvious to the coaching staff, and he'll know exactly what he needs to work on. Whereas if you send him down there before he gets a chance to experience it, well, what's his reference point? What's he working towards down there? I don't mind the idea of giving it to him first.
I guess my question is, can you name a player who the team needed to see for 9 games because they weren't sure about him, who then suddenly stuck? Because most of them end up going back down. They either go back to junior. Or they go back
but
down.
But it doesn't mean they were wrong to keep him for 9 games. Those 9 games serve a purpose. It's not like they were just confused and didn't know what to do, and then, oh, we made a mistake, and oh, they fire him back down. It's those nine games serve a purpose. They send a message to the player. He understands what's going on around him. He gets a feel for how much work he has to do, what he needs to work on. You get a chance to look at him in an NHL setting and see what they need to tell him to work on. It's a learning experience for everybody. It doesn't mean those games were a waste of time. There's a purpose to them.
Well, how come the good teams don't do that then? Because they have good enough players, number one. And number two, they're like, hey, you know what? The guy, how much of a difference is he going to see from the final preseason game to the first four or five regular season games? I'm not sure it's going to be that drastic. Well, Matt, you played in the league.
I don't think it's going to be that drastic. Like, I don't. Like, if he, to me, if in the preseason games he's not there where he should be in terms of having an impact on your roster, even as a third liner, he probably should start the season in the minors. Now, because of injuries, I think he has to stay here and he has to play, and hopefully it ends up being good for him. I think if you had other options, you should do that. And to me, that's, you know, Slepyshev is probably not going to be in the lineup, but he most likely would, you know, with him and Pitlick, find a guy that fits into that spot and, in my opinion, use one of them. Because like Jason said, I would think at this point you want to go with your absolute best team and you want to win some hockey games, and I don't know if having him here is going to do that.
Well, I don't know, guys. I mean, so you throw Pitlick on the right wing on the third line. Who, on any given night, who's got a chance to get you, who's got a better chance of generating some points for you, Puljujarvi or Pitlick? And if you guys are telling me it's hands down Pitlick, I'm not sure I'd buy that at this point.
Okay, well, the reason that
good teams don't do this, Greg, is because they don't draft fourth overall. Good teams draft 26, 27, 28, 29, and 30, and very rarely do you stumble across a player who is in that stage where a little bit he's close and a little bit of a look to wet the whistle at the start of the year, followed by some minor league time. Like, this is a different situation, too. They're drafting a young kid out of pro overseas. Junior isn't the other scenario. The American League is the other scenario. So this is different. And I don't know. He's a fourth overall pick who's close. And he's, in my opinion, he's fairly close. So why not give him a look?
Yeah, so
I don't think they're going to hurt themselves.
Yeah, see, we'll disagree because I haven't seen anything from Puljujarvi yet that made me go, wow, in any of his games in the preseason at all. And other than the giveaways, we had three blatant giveaways in his own zone. And, you know, you do that in a regular season game, and now you lose a goal, a game by one. This team can't afford it. That's my problem. If the Oilers were a team that was comfortably being a playoff team, and you're like, yeah, you know what? We can give a kid a look. I'd have no problem with it. But honestly, if the difference is a win or a loss at some time, because you don't have a guy who makes the right play defensively or you know, isn't getting on the forecheck or whatever, his timing's off because he's not used to that. Like, to me, I'm like, hey, let Puljujarvi play in the minors for the first 10 games. If he plays well, then he can come up and get a taste. We can send him back down. But the month of October is so crucial for this team. This team isn't good enough to say, well, these games matter more for Puljujarvi's development than the success of the frickin' team. And I think that's been the problem in Edmonton for too long. It's always worrying about, well, we're going to wet his whistle and this is going to help him down the road. No offense. I don't care about Puljujarvi down the road. I care about winning games today if I'm the Edmonton Oilers management. That should be their number one goal.
Right. But you're talking about a third line right winger and the difference between him and Tyler Pitlick. So I think you're maybe overreacting a little bit in terms of the effect it might have on the game. And then there's a really easy scenario, guys. If Puljujarvi's 3.5-4 shifts in and looks like he's behind it a little bit, throw Cassian on the line for the rest of the game and you're fine. Like, Cassian can hold down a third line right wing spot as well as Pitlick would be able to. Throw him over there and you're fine. Drop Puljujarvi down, give him some fourth line time with easy matchups and stuff. You can totally insulate him from that third line spot. I don't know, man.
Rookies to start the season on the same line.
The difference between Puljujarvi in the three spot and Pitlick or Cassian bumping up for the sake of maybe Puljujarvi heads in the right direction a little bit here, they're waiting to see if he can ramp it up a little bit. And you heard Todd say the other day, he thinks that Puljujarvi is better set up for success when the game around him is a little better organized than preseason play is. Sometimes guys are like that, and that's Todd's sense about him. So why not give him a look? And if it's not working, throw Cassian in there and play the kid 7 minutes for the first few games so he gets a sense for it. And then when you're healthy, you move him down. And I just don't think you're going to kill yourself by having him there. I don't get the panic button being pushed.
Well, I guess to me is, if you're saying four shifts into the game, they realize he's not ready. Now they put him on the fourth line. What development is he getting playing 6 minutes a night?
He's sitting there. He's watching it. He's experiencing it. He's there. He's taking shifts, but more safer shifts and being a little bit more insulated. He's breathing it in and getting a sense for it. I don't know. I don't think that is not something that should be considered valuable. Some experience for these guys. Like, I don't know, Matt, you've been there. So for me, for a guy to get an idea of what it's all about before he gets sent down for his 30 games to earn his way back, it seems to me it's a good idea to do if you think you can do it, to give him a sense of what it's all about.
I think it's an okay idea. I mean, I think you guys are both probably just frustrated that Magnus Pjärvi is probably going to get less minutes right now because Neil Yakupov got traded to St. Louis.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, that doesn't bother me.
Not so. You, but, you know, that's got Rashog all up in
I'm
arms.
I'm not a Pjärvi guy. He's all what Nielsen's all about.
Yeah, Pjärvi. I know. But, I get that it could be good for him, but I also get where this team really needs to start off the season going with a winning attitude. And I think watching his play in the preseason, watching his play in the preseason, I just started calling him Pjärvi. He has made thus far too many high risk mistakes and too many big moment mistakes. Like if he was going through the preseason, you know, I'm playing okay, and you know, maybe turning the puck over in the offensive zone a few too many times, then I'd say, all right, well, here's a guy who we can have in to start the season. We can give him an opportunity and see if he can start finding those plays and creating something. But I didn't see him create really much of anything offensively, and I saw him turn over the puck a lot of times defensively. And I don't know. If you're not playing him a lot of minutes, it just doesn't make sense to have him here. I would say with the injuries, I think he has to be, and you want to play him in a high up position in the roster as you can, because that's where you want him to play later on. But I don't know if it's the best thing, or really if there's a huge point either than maybe the first two or three games to just have him here for getting another look at him.
Yeah. Well, I mean, good idea, bad idea. I guess we'll wait and see if they do give him some games and how he looks, how he plays. I've heard the way Todd talks about him, and I think the head coach thinks there might be something a little more there when things get going for real. And, like, Tyler Pitlick plays better in the NHL than he does in the AHL. He's a better NHL player than he is an AHL player. For whatever reason, when he gets up here and when he's healthy and he goes, he's got a bit of a different level. I don't know if it's motivation. I don't know what it is. Todd sees something in Puljujärvi that maybe he wants to see in regular season play once things get really organized and systems in place and going the way they're supposed to go. Maybe he thinks the kid has a chance to be more than just okay, and he's been just okay. And maybe it'll be a short look. Maybe it's a game where he plays 6 minutes and gets a look at it and gets sent down. Maybe he does something fantastic on his first two shifts, and all of a sudden a little jolt of confidence happens, and now they're looking at something. I mean, a little confidence can go a long way in either direction here. So, I don't know. I'm just not as offended by them putting him in that spot. They've got other guys that can backfill for him if he's having a tough go, and then they can get him down to the minors anytime.
Ryan Rashog from TSN joins us. What did you make of the Yakupov trade?
Well, I mean, Shirelli waited until he could get some semblance of a return, so that even the chance at a second-round pick, I think, was kind of what they were waiting on, and he was patient and got the return. I think people in Edmonton have had Oilers fans, it's been a little bit of a sobering few months, realizing that players are not worth nearly as much in the rest of the hockey world as they feel they're worth here in Edmonton. I think we've got two trades of number one overall picks that sort of have that staggering reality hit them in the face. It was time for Nail to go. Nail was a hard worker, but he wasn't a smart worker. And there was a stubbornness in his game and in him that prevented him from improving. And the organization didn't give him a great chance with so many different coaches over so many years. But at the end of the day, it's on the player, and Nail, I'm guessing, heard the exact same thing from every coach he ever played for here. And if you can't take that, learn from it, adjust, and make improvements, then you're not going to improve. And the simple fact is he never improved.
And one last one. Did the Oilers offer Versteeg a one-way deal?
I believe so. Okay. I don't know that 100% for sure.
And he just chose Calgary because basically less competition on the right wing.
Well, yeah. I mean, it sounds like it was I don't think they would have offered him a two-way deal. I'm not going to report it as fact, but I'd be surprised if they did. They had to know there was going to be a one-way deal for him somewhere. But I think when he looked at the opportunity, he looks at Edmonton, and Edmonton says, well, we probably don't have you in the lineup opening night. I mean, we've got the four lines, and Pitlick has earned his place, and we want to look at the kid for a few games, and we'll see how that goes. And I don't know. I mean, I don't know. Maybe it's just an opportunity thing, because it sounds like the money probably wasn't – it doesn't sound like it was much money in Calgary.
$950,000. So here's the thing then. Was it smart to lose Versteeg just to see nine games of Puljujarvi or five games or whatever it is? Do you think that was the right move?
I'm not sure, and I don't know if one domino hit the other one or not. Maybe had they been able to sign Versteeg, Puljujarvi would be on his way to the American Hockey League. I'm not sure, but yeah, it was unfortunate that Versteeg slipped through their fingers because I thought he had played well. He seemed like he was a good fit. And he gave them a little bit of help with Yakupov now gone to give them some time not to have to rush Puljujarvi. I mean, it's not ideal for them. And I would have thought they would have been able to get a deal done. And it sounded like it was a good possibility. And Calgary scooped him on him.
Jogger, it will be an interesting start to the season tomorrow. Versteeg maybe has all the secret plans of the Edmonton Oilers, and he will tell the Calgary Flames all of it tomorrow. I highly doubt it, but if that was football, man, people would be freaking out. Oh, he's got the playbook. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, you know what, though? I just think you two need to chill out and stop trying to run an 18-year-old out of town. I just think it's not fair. I just think you're trying to run him out of town.
Wow.
And it's not fair.
Are you looking in the mirror right now?
Yeah, I'm just disappointed you didn't come over for Thanksgiving. Yeah.
I'm just saying. It has nothing.
See, it has nothing to do with running the kid out of town. It has to do with a smart decision for the organization.
Oh, okay.
Winning hockey games.
I never
games.
Said he couldn't play. I said he's going to be very
just
good.
Sounds,
he's going to be great.
Like you guys are trying to run him out
Sean,
of town.
Everybody knows that's your thing. We wouldn't want to try to steal it from you. Okay.
All right, guys. We'll start finding out as of tomorrow.
Oh, yeah. Don't worry. We'll talk about it all day.
Okay. See you, boys.
Ryan Rashog from TSN.